fight with Carl.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like the duck. You know, you see a duck in the water, right? The duck looks like it's cool, but the duck's freaking working hard under the water. Wow, I'm working hard, working hard. That's how our place is. We look cool, but we're working hard.
We do a lot of talking about how things need to be, and I think that, and that's great. I'm all for it. I believe in the idea of, you know, set your goals for the profession and really high, because I think that we have all those parts. But somewhere along the line, you got to say no.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if I heard this before, if I'm just making it up, but I think we got to quit fighting over crumbs and come up with a new recipe. You know what I mean? We've got to absolutely see ourselves as valuable. Okay, great. Now, how can we provide that value in a way that differentiates ourselves from other professionals? One, there's been a big push for the DPT, DPT, DPT. How much has that really helped us? I mean, that's one thing that we actually need to look at, because I heard there was a discussion when we were just talking about the reimbursement rate for PTAs, and somebody had brought up, you know, we need to make PTAs have a full bachelor's. And it's like, look, guys, what has that done for physical therapy? We transitioned to a DPT. It costs a heck of a lot more. There's a lot more student debt. I know that for sure. But pay rate has not been on par with how much students are paying now to come out of school with a DPT.
Yeah.
So we need to be careful in that sense of looking at, our autonomy is based on our education level, because the facts don't line up with that. So
when you get down to looking at numbers, back in 1990, when it was a bachelor's degree, there were 15 states that had direct access. The master's degree was sold to everybody based on, you got to have that because it establishes your autonomy. What happened? The bar went up economically in terms of what it costs for a student to complete a degree. And ultimately, it didn't change anything. And now we're, how many years into the next level? Yeah. And all the same promises were made in terms of that's the bill of sale, so to speak.
Yeah. Remember 2020, that was the big push, right?
Yeah. And then when we got close to 2020, everybody kind of got worried that we weren't going to get anywhere near 2020. So we better change we better create a new vision. Or it's back to the whole distraction sort of mentality.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're at 18 states now. So, how much does that cost us relative to what was promoted as being the solution to autonomy?
So often, especially with like technology and stuff, I feel like there are other professions out there that can, I'm going to use this word very gently, sneak in to what we can offer. I've gotten people's cards on there being like the muscle mechanic, and like the pain doc. And you're like, is this person a massage therapist? Are they a chiro? And you don't even know what they are. Or they're like, oh, I'm a personal trainer that's a rehab specialist. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on those people challenging what physical therapists believe that their title is?
I think Alan just hit it on the head earlier. It's put up or shut up. So let's say, how mad can you be if you're, and I've run into these, I've worked in every single setting. If you're a, 15 year PT, you've been in the field a long time, and you're arguing against a personal trainer that saw one of your patients and they feel better in three visits and had some good education because that personal trainer was knowledgeable, relayed information in a way that was really digestible to the patient, and the patient took it and ran with it. Now, if you're a PT that has a certain framework that you're just working strictly on a framework that you're like, This is all I know. This is what's going to get this person better. But it's taken you 25 visits to see maybe a quarter of the improvement that personal trainer made in three visits. Well, I would say that personal trainer is definitely the person to go see if I have only two choices. Because at the end of the day, we have to take our ego and set it aside. Because if we let our ego come into play first, doesn't matter. It's the patient that comes first. If the patient gets better faster with another PT that I might be working in the clinic with, let's say Alan and I are working in the same clinic, and he knows so much more. He has such a wealth of information. If I'm not getting him better in two visits, I'm going to pull Alan in and go, look, dude, I don't know what's going on here. I can't figure this one out. And maybe he knows something that gets that patient better in four or five visits instead of me just hacking away and doing a guess and check and throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what fits. And, you know, 20 visits later, maybe they're better. Well, I would say the person that gets the patient better fastest, regardless of profession, is the one that needs to see that patient. I mean, that's boiling it down a lot. But at the end of the day, it's about the patient. It's not about our ego. So that's just my little spiel on it.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of that. Honestly, I know that everybody gets territorial about it. I would say there's one answer, and you guys have all heard this before. If you give me a fair playing field, just let patients come to me just like anybody else, then I will be able to compete in that marketplace. And if I can compete in that marketplace, then my skill set can be marketed directly to a patient or a client, and then we'll really see who gets to a personal trainer or who goes to whoever. But until I can go out to the market and compete on an even playing field, it doesn't matter how much I know, because ultimately the model doesn't allow me to use it to the abilities of which I am capable of. I can't create a new business model to make things more efficient. I can't have a new patient-centered care model to be able to optimize their ability to move through the system or to get what they need. I can't do any of it because you're preventing me from seeing them when they walk in the door. Well, hold on a second here. If I can be on the same playing field, then have at it. I'll gladly go into the marketplace with you. I'll take that. I'll take all the people that are out there and I'll bring game. And then if I bring game and don't make it, I have nothing to blame but me. Yep. Which means I'm either looking to Rob to give me some guidance on the patient because I missed something, or I'm looking to whoever to say, I got to find the answers here. I have no problem with that at all. As a matter of fact, I wish it would go that way, because ultimately I would love to have a playing field where I can go out there and compete with anybody, because then physical therapists would be able to say, you know what, we are good at what we do. This is why we're good at what we do. And all this other crap would just fall by the wayside.